This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome to join us. As always, you may take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you. If you want to jump into one of those, just go to discord.lrn.fm and hop into one of the top four rooms there. And you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with me, Ian.
And Derek.
And Steven.
From helpmetakebitcoin.com, welcome back. It has been a little longer than, you know, maybe, I think, did you guys take a week off or something like that? You were supposed to be here last week, and then
we switched
something
weeks.
Happened. And it actually worked out really well, because it ended up being that last week we had a whole bonus show because we recorded so much content in Vegas.
Whoa.
That we actually did.
Oh, you were at Freedom Fest.
We went to Freedom Fest, and then we went to Anarcho Vegas.
Oh.
Which was like a one-day, first-time event that some of the folks from, you know, some of the attendees from Anarchapulco threw this event in Vegas.
Nice.
They had a nice...
They wanted it to be more hardcore.
Yeah. And it was, you know, sort of like a piggyback event on Freedom Fest, where people who were true, you know, voluntarist, anarchist types could come to. And it was a totally different kind of crowd, right? Like, the people at Freedom Fest were mostly over the age of probably 65, retirees, white hair.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're not extremists. Like, Jim Bovard, I was just watching his speech, or Jacob Hornberger
for
the Future of Freedom Foundation.
Yep, we ran into both of those guys, and I think we interviewed them both. No, we interviewed Hornberger. But we've had Bovard on in the past as well. But a lot of the attendees at Freedom Fest were kind of a more conservative viewpoint, even though it's a libertarian event.
They're like, who's that guy from Fox News? Stossel.
That's the guy, yeah. He's actually pretty libertarian, Stossel. He's not a conservative at all.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He's pretty principled.
Oh.
He is, but his show targets the lowest common denominator.
Well, he's actually moved on. He's no longer at Fox. He's now doing his own. We actually had an interview with him before Freedom Fest, so he came on as a guest here on Free Talk Live for, I think, an entire hour, which was really cool. And he's moved on from Fox. Originally, he was on ABC way back in the day on 2020, moved to Fox Business, did a show there for a while, and now he's back doing short pieces on his own YouTube channel over at johnstossel.com. So he's kind of he's a free agent now, basically. He can do whatever kind of content that he wants, and that's a nice place to be.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. So the crowd at Anarcho Vegas was much younger, you know, 20s, 30s, 40s, probably was, you know, Ernie Hancock was the oldest guy in the room, basically, in his 50s.
Cool.
And about 200 attendees for year number one.
They said, was it so young? Why the difference?
I don't know.
That's was just it advertised as more of a like party thing, or what?
I think the word anarcho.
Anarchy,
for people who are older, that's a really bad word, and it's taken a long time for the real meaning of it to come through to the people.
It may have been that it was also younger people who organized this. The organizers of Anarcho Vegas were probably in their mid-30s, I would guess, early to mid-30s. And so they have, like, social circles that would be younger, most likely, that they're connecting with and advertising to and promoting to, whereas the guy organizing Freedom Fest, I think that event's been going on for more than a decade or maybe even two. It's been a long time that Freedom Fest has been around. It was my first year there this year. But he's an older gentleman. I mean, he's probably in his late 60s. And so he knows some of the older folks, and that might be a factor.
What's the point? I mean, what is Freedom Fest lacking that Anarcho Fest Vegas was like, okay, we got to have our own thing? Well, you guys are missing something.
Freedom Fest
action?
Is... Well, Freedom Fest is a huge event, right? Like, this is it's the size of Anarchapulco, but it's in the United States. It focuses more on kind of the politics side. It's got, like I said, it's got more of a conservative feel to it. Some of the mm-hmm. speakers there, they had Glenn Beck, for instance, you know, as one of the speakers at Freedom Fest. So they're not entirely, like, purist libertarian at Freedom Fest. And that's not a bad thing, because it gets people in from the conservative world, and they get to mix with libertarian speakers and libertarian and voluntarist attendees. Maybe the Anarcho-Vegas people felt like they wanted to have a more pure anarchist event.
Yeah.
And they perhaps wanted to try to attract a younger audience, be in control of who the speakers are rather than... And they have a smaller, more intimate event as well, because there's a big difference between attending an event that has 200 attendees or 2,000.
Was it exclusive?
Attendees.
Like, oh, you have to sign this piece of paper.
It was secretive. They wouldn't give the location...
That's cool.
...until you bought a ticket.
All right.
Part of the reason for that was, we found out from the organizer, that they had initially announced a location at the D Casino, which... is that one casino in Vegas that kind of made the headlines a few years ago for beginning to take Bitcoin for some things. I forget what you can pay with Bitcoin. Like, you can't get chips for Bitcoin at the D, I don't think, but there's, like, certain things that you can buy.
Drinks or something.
I don't know if it's drinks or a hotel room or whatever, but perhaps. I don't think that's legal in Vegas. I think that's one thing. I think you can either have legal gambling in a county, or you can have legal prostitution, but you can't have both. If I recall correctly, now if Nevada was
Reno or something is where people, I don't know.
Yeah, usually you have to go to the outer, you know, like the outskirts counties.
Yeah, but
too.
Who said it was legal?
I declare it legal.
Derek said it's legal.
Yep.
So, to have that younger crowd and to have a more intimate.
So what was the
event.
Point? They were trying to throw someone off, or what?
The D was the location. And I guess somebody from the government called and said, you need to cancel this group. They've got a suspected terrorist. Somebody on the terrorist watch list is going to be the speaker, one of the speakers there. And allegedly it was Larkin Rose.
All right. Wow.
So they got kicked out of their venue. And the really crazy part was one of the ladies who was organizing the event. She used to work for the D, so, like, she even knew the people over there. So it wasn't like she was a totally unknown person that was coming in there trying to throw this event. She knew some of the people that worked there.
That's great.
And that didn't help her. They still kicked her out.
Well, I like the idea of this exclusive,
secretive
place, like at the Bitcoin Digital Assets Conference in Portsmouth.
Yeah.
They had an announcement for the party, and it was on the website and everything. The party's at this bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then they even announced it at the beginning of the conference, but... at the end of the conference, they said, okay, so the party's actually at a place on this piece of paper.
Right.
And you have to come up
and somebody's house
and read the paper. And it was a farm, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
And the people who weren't very into the conference or just came in or were feds or whatever, they didn't find out about it.
Right. If they weren't there until the very end, then they wouldn't have known where
to go. Yeah. And they couldn't, people didn't want to stay that long unless they were really into Bitcoins.
And that was actually a really good conference, and that final party was very, very nice. And that's one of those conferences, you gave an example of the Bitcoin, what do they call it, Blockchain NH, I think was what it was called, that having that intimacy is a nice thing to have, where if you've only got 200 attendees, you can pretty much invite them all to, an after party or whatever, and then they can mix better with the speakers, because that's one of the nice things about an intimate convention is you can meet everybody you want to meet. You don't get lost in this crowd of 2,000 attendees where even if there's somebody there that you know, you may not actually run into them just because it's so big. So maybe that was another thing they want to do. Because, if Keenvention had gotten to a certain point, which was the event that I threw here in Keene for a few years, if it had gotten to a certain size, I wouldn't have wanted it to get any larger. I would have wanted to keep it small and exclusive and then, raise the ticket price or whatever if there's enough market demand and make it so, we're sorry, this event sold out.
That would be nice.
I
just went to an event that was advertised as like, this is going to sell out. We only have 100 spaces available. It was a gay Republican meetup in Portsmouth, which the whole
it
region.
It was a gala, actually.
Yeah, it was a gala is what it was advertised. And I bought tickets, and I guess it was a donation, a fundraiser for mm-hmm. the gay Republican, the log cabins, they call themselves. And not for the reason you're thinking of. And they... had they didn't fill capacity at all. It was maybe like
25%.
I don't know. How many people would you think were there?
50 people? 40, 50.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's more than I would have expected for gay Republicans.
They came from all over the state. Yeah. And apparently they raised more money than they ever have. So
it was actually all the gay Republicans. So.
Yeah.
For the whole United States.
All of New Hampshire. And a few from out.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, it's 855-450-FREE. Coming up, a major hack of a big bank. Derek J's got the story. It's about Capital One and their credit card division, as I understand it, but we'll get into the details. And your calls and thoughts welcome at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Have you ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office when you would rather have done something else? Have you ever felt trapped by relationship rules like monogamy? There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Steven Zeiler is with us, and he wants to talk about the struggles of owning an electric car, but they sure are cool. We'll get into that coming up here in a little bit. But first, a major hack of a big bank, Capital One. Derek Jay has that story, and we're going to get into it with your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Edge Wallet. It is the wallet that I use more often than any other, and that was true before they became a sponsor of the show. So that's why I'm so happy to have Edge on board here with Free Talk Live. In fact, I think they were a sponsor. At least I saw them on the list of sponsors at Anarcho Vegas, which is pretty awesome.
They would be.
Yeah, Edge Wallet, cool guys. They've been at it building wallets since 2014, and that's half a decade. That's a long time in Bitcoin years.
Plus, Paul Pway rides around on an electric unicycle.
Does he really? That's amazing.
Or maybe it has two wheels.
Well, either way, he's a pretty cool guy. And so they'll help you secure your freedom there. You can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Stellar, and, of course, the original Bitcoin BTC. Go to edge.app to learn more. That's their website, edge.app. iOS and Android wallets are available. Of course, you can download it straight from your favorite Google or Apple app stores as well. It's edge.app. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Tom is on the line in Hudson, New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm reading about a case. The New Hampshire attorney. Hello?
Yeah, okay, yeah, we got you now.
The New Hampshire attorney general is pursuing a civil rights lawsuit against a customer who he and his wife went down to the fitness club to work out, and while the wife was in changing in the women's locker room, a man walked in on her, and she was, you know, horrified and quickly got dressed and went and told her husband about it. And see, truth is treason in the empire of lies. You read the newspaper story, they call this guy a transgendered woman. But the truth of the matter remains that he's still a man who walked into the women's locker room when a woman was changing in there. And the husband is facing the lawsuit because he told the guy off and said, are you a man or a woman? Oh, that's none of your business. It is my business because my wife changes in there. And if I ever see you go in there again, I will expletive kill you.
And
no, you know, that's a threat.
Yeah, that sounds like a threat.
Yeah, well,
it's none of your business. It's no one's business. It really isn't. And this whole
when you say it's none of whose business,
whatever your gender is, and what room and you go in.
Yes, it is, because his wife changes in there, and it is her business. She doesn't want men walking in on her while she's changing.
So it's okay for women to ogle her in the changing room. That's totally fine.
That's been the case for like hundreds of years or thousands of years. That's the way it's done here on planet Earth, and that's how it's been.
Yeah,
working,
right. And for hundreds of years too, there was a black changing room and a white changing room, and that was just how it was. That's just how it's done.
Well, thank you for saying that it's perfectly okay for men to walk in on women who are changing in the women's locker room. But the man, the husband, didn't see it that way, and they're trying to dress this up at, I mean, the man was wearing a skirt, granted, but they're saying that he's a transgendered woman to kind of try to dodge the fact that he's still a man walking into the women's locker
room. So let's get this straight. Person walks into changing room, probably is there to change, and then they get death threats, and this is okay?
Are you saying you support threatening people, Tom?
I'm saying that this is what happened, and they're trying to they're attaching a lawsuit against the husband. Now, if it's my point,
is it a lawsuit or criminal charges? Because that sounds like criminal threatening.
He's already facing a criminal charge, but the civil rights people are also filing a civil action on him for a $5,000 civil penalty for violating the civil rights of some guy. Well, my position there is, if a gym has a rule that it's perfectly okay for men to walk in on women who are changing or showering in the women's locker room, they need to say so before you sign up. Or if it's perfectly okay for women to walk in on men who are changing or showering in the men's locker room.
Or they need to say the opposite when you sign up. You know, they need to say no people with testicles allowed in the room that has a dress on it.
So yeah, would you be all right with it if the guy cut his parts off, Tom? Would
that be okay? Let me explain. I, a few months ago, applied to join that same club and, you know, a number of clubs in the Nashua and Hudson area, only to find that they won't sign me up because even though I provide my ID and cash to pay month to month, they say, oh, no, we still need to have your bank information for our records only. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, it's just for their records. That's all they need it for. Yeah, right. So I'm not going to give them my bank account information because it's none of their business. So I didn't get to sign up, and I was disappointed. And you know what? I got over it because they own the place. And I say if a man is disappointed that he's not a woman, so he wants to put on a skirt, that's his business. If he's disappointed he doesn't get to walk in on women who are changing and showering in the women's locker room, he needs to learn to get over it.
Yeah, well, maybe he wasn't thinking, I'm walking in on women changing the locker room. Maybe he was thinking, I would like to change in a place where I feel comfortable. And really, it should be the gym. He should have gone to talk to the gym and said, like, is this okay? Is it okay for this person to walk into this room according to your policy? One, he shouldn't have had a death threat because that's not crazy. Right. You know, you can't have that. Like, he should be banned from the gym for sure for threatening someone else's life. And it's up to the gym anyway what people do inside.
Yeah, I don't disagree with the idea that the gym should be clear about whatever, you know, rules they have as far as these things go. It's certainly true that, and thank you, Tom, for the call tonight, it's certainly true that some people are very uncomfortable with, you know, the idea of a trans person coming into their bathroom or whatever. And I think that has more to do with society and, you know, whatever prohibitions or fears that people have around their naked, you know, naked bodies and fear about somebody seeing them. I guess, you know, what's the concern? Obviously, the concern is maybe somebody taking a picture because people are worried about their photos, you know, of their naked bodies getting on the internet because, once again, there's all the shame around nudity. Is it just?
I think they just don't want to be seen at all. Like, I feel the same way. I'm in the gym and the locker room, and if there's a bunch of, like, weird, ugly people that are, like, I don't know, that I'm not attracted to,
right.
I don't know what necessarily want to be seen.
So to you, it doesn't matter whether they're male or female. It's like you don't want somebody creepily, you know, looking at you, right? Like,
mainly I want to show my body to people I'm attracted
to. Want to see
and I
it.
Want to hide it from other people.
And so there's no privacy in most gyms as far as change-outs are concerned?
No. There could be more.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling since that's what customers want, that's the direction things are going to go.
Right.
Businesses don't want to have to deal with problems like this where they have to decide, are we going to bend to the squeaky wheel?
Right.
Or
have to put enforcers in all the bathrooms?
Yeah, like, I mean, how do we solve this problem? I think it's just put up a few more walls and let people have more privacy.
Little changing rooms, basically.
Oh, the only crime here was the threat.
For sure. For sure. And I think that it's, you know, uncomfortable regardless of whether the gender, whatever the gender is, if somebody's just standing there watching you do your thing, that could be weird.
I bet this guy wasn't watching.
More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says his administration has done a lot to help the African-American community.
If the news reported it properly, of all of the things I've done for African-Americans, of all of the things that, like criminal justice reform, like opportunity zones, like all, I think I do very well with the African-Americans.
The president speaking outside the White House as he continues to tweet about Baltimore, which is Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings' home district. Reports say that North Korea has fired unidentified projectiles off its east coast. According to a South Korean news agency, the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the South Korean government say the projectiles were launched from a peninsula. The South Korean government says they're monitoring the situation. And a look at your numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow was down 23 points to close at 27,198. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you may take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so be sure to hop into one of those if you want to sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And I'm Ian.
Derek J.
Steven Zeiler.
Also, you guys are, of course, from helpmetakebitcoin.com, and there's always something exciting going on at AnyPay, which is the company behind helpmetakebitcoin.com. You're helping local business owners. Whether they have a point of sale, a physical location, or maybe they're just a service provider and they're going to their customers. If you are somebody who wants to accept cryptocurrency, there's really no easier way to do this. Go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. That's where you'll get walked through the super easy steps that are, there are even fewer steps now than ever before. Basically, if you want, you can just install the AnyPay Take Crypto app from the Apple or Google App Stores and just do it all through the app. Or if you don't have your own crypto wallet yet, you're starting from zero, just go to helpmetakebitcoin.com and they'll walk you through the process. You'll be taking Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Zcash, and like half a dozen more.
Yeah.
What are you up to, 11 right now, different cryptos?
Yeah, something like that.
It's pretty awesome. And the most important thing is it's free to accept as a business owner. You're not paying a fee to accept cryptocurrency, which is pretty amazing. And there's not a lot of Bitcoin payment processors that'll do it for nothing, but they're doing it over at helpmetakebitcoin.com. So get started there.
Oh, we don't do it for nothing. We want love and adoration. Every time you use AnyPay, we get some love.
Well, I definitely love AnyPay, and it's what has made it possible to have Keene and at Portsmouth, New Hampshire, which is where you guys traveled from tonight to come out to Keene, as basically two of the hot spots, the world hot spots for businesses accepting crypto per capita.
Well, we've recently launched a new initiative to make Keene way hotter.
Really?
Yeah. We're going through a systematic approach of reaching out to every business in New Hampshire.
This is amazing.
Well, we have to get 1,000 businesses by July 2020.
We have to, or else that's our mission.
There's no other way. We have to.
All right. Well,
otherwise, we're not going to take off. You know, this isn't going to take off unless we get them all. So
I'm happy to help in whatever way I can.
We're systematizing. It's good.
I'm very excited about that. So go check them out. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. In fact, let's talk about money. Because, Derek J., you brought a story in about a major, major hack. I just heard about this for the first time today, actually. Chris Reitman, who is the head of the Bitcoin Embassy here in Keene, the New Hampshire Bitcoin Embassy, he was being interviewed by a local morning show host talking about Bitcoin, just sort of, you know, going over some of the basics. And the host brought up this hack as something that has recently occurred in the sort of the old world, old banking financial system. What happened?
Yeah, this affected me too. I got an email from Capital One saying like, hey, by the way, some of your data was probably breached. And
they didn't email me.
Well, maybe you're lucky.
I found out when charges I didn't authorize started showing up on my card.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's unreal. I didn't know that they had access to that.
They did say, and I didn't believe the release, but they said no credit card numbers were compromised.
Well, yeah. I thought maybe my first thought was, because I hadn't heard about the hack, I just thought, oh, somebody stole my card in
Vegas. Yeah,
maybe
that's unrelated.
Yeah, it could have been, you know, a clerk at the hotel or whatever.
Right? Yeah, but that's one of the problems with credit cards. It's
sure.
Like you're putting all your information there. And I get some of these emails. I don't know if you use like a service like, what's it? Credit Watch or something like that, where they the creditreport.com, mm-hmm. they give me emails about like how I'm doing.
And Credit Karma is a good one. That one's free.
I think maybe that's the one. Mm-hmm. They tell me I've been involved in something like 15 breaches in
Jeez.
My you know less than 15 years of having credit cards. So it's like that's a pretty bad record. And
but
there doesn't
typical.
Seem to be much I can do about it. And
right.
It seems to be getting worse. You know, as they can't make it foolproof. So one of the reasons I like using Bitcoin is I don't have to expose all my information.
Well, right.
You know, when I go to pay for something, I'm not giving over my first and last name, you know, this all these numbers.
Like
and
the Guardian website. Like, do I really need to pay to give you my whole credit card, which is my entire bank account, for this article? Like, no, I'm not going to. You don't get
odd.
My whole credit card. Though PayPal I like to use is good because if you use PayPal, I don't think they get your credit card
That's
number.
Right. It's right. an intermediary.
That's the whole point.
And you can also cancel recurring subscriptions, and you authorize a certain amount. So PayPal helps a lot.
Well, that's one of the reasons PayPal was, you know, for its time, an innovator. Now they're
yeah.
more like, you know, part of the old world banking system. They just closed a couple of our co-hosts' accounts for buying and selling Bitcoin Cash on local.bitcoin.com.
Or are they so, Bitcoin maximalists at PayPal?
No,
no Bitcoin Cash.
I don't think so. I think a lot of like a lot of old banking system people, they are just against cryptocurrencies.
Yeah.
They don't want to be. You know, they don't have the vision to adopt it, so they're fighting against it. That's just how I feel about it.
Well, here's what happened.
Yeah.
I got an article from the Associated Press, and the headline is Q&A, what to know about the Capital One data breach. And this affected something like 100 million people. So here's the sub-headline, one of the country's biggest credit card issuers, Capital One Financial, is the latest big business to be hit by a data breach, disclosing that roughly 100 million people had some personal information stolen by a hacker, just one girl.
Wait, they know it was a female?
The alleged suspect, the person who, yeah, she bragged about it. You'll hear later on in the story. So, from New York, one of the country's biggest credit card issuers, Capital One Financial, is the latest big business to be hit. I guess they're just repeating that line. The alleged hacker, Paige A. Thompson,
wow.
obtained social security and bank
oh,
account
wow.
numbers in some instances, as well as other information such as names, birth dates, credit scores, and self-reported income, which with that you can do a whole lot. You can apply for new credit cards. You can
sure.
steal identities.
With a bank account info, you can just apply payments to things. I've had my bank account info being stolen before, and I've had somebody try to pay their credit card bill. I've had somebody try to pay their Toyota bill, like they had a car loan or something like
that.
Wow. They wrote like a check that wasn't a real check, but
it had your numbers on it.
It had all the numbers on it, so it got processed.
This is a really bad system.
It's terrible. If you have the numbers, you can do whatever you want.
It's like, if you know someone's house address, then you also get the key to their house.
Basically, that's it.
Wow.
And this is the normal way of doing business for the old banking system.
So it said no credit card account numbers or login credentials were compromised, which is what I was most concerned about.
But they also didn't know about the breach. For years.
That's right.
So, I mean, how do they really, like
oh,
5 years or something?
Yeah, listen to this. Capital One Financial is just the latest to suffer a data breach. Only last week, Equifax, the credit reporting company, announced a $700 million settlement over its own 2017 data breach
that
impacted half of the U.S. population.
And with whom did they settle? Did they give that money to the government, or did they actually give it to the purported victims?
That's a good question.
Probably a class action.
I've heard of people getting money back from things like that. I remember TD Bank was involved with one where they were miscounting the pennies, the penny counter machine.
Yeah.
Well, they discontinued them because apparently someone figured out that they were being shortchanged, a quarter of a penny every 1,000 pennies or something. So they were like, okay, well, we're going to give
just
all the money back.
They got rid of it entirely,
and you got a check. If you used this machine, they were like, oh, well, we shortchanged you probably about 11 cents in your lifetime. So here you go. Here's a check for 11 cents. So maybe that's how the $700 million, I know.
just the money to print all the checks and mail the checks.
Yeah, well... Other companies that have had breaches include hotel chain Marriott, retail giants Home Depot, and Target.
I just want to underline,
if you can pay all these people with Bitcoin, or if you can use a gift card that you bought with Bitcoin, and that you don't have to compromise your personal data anymore. Like, this is old world style of paying for things. We really don't need to do this.
Because, let's explain why briefly. Because the way Bitcoin is set up, and cryptocurrency in general follows this trend, is to where the person to whom you are giving payment... They know where the payment came from. They can see, if it's a public blockchain like Bitcoin, they can see that it happened. They can see that it was sent. But they don't have the codes, the private keys, to be able to pull a payment. Whereas with credit cards, if you've got the numbers, you can pull payments from that person. Bitcoin is a push payment system where only the payer can authorize that payment to happen. And that's where all the protection comes in. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you want here. We're talking about a major data breach, Capital One losing something like 100 million records or records affecting 100 million people. Whoops, big one. And you had said they didn't even know about it for 5 years. We haven't gotten to that detail yet, but we'll get into it here. It's Ian, Derek, Jay, and Steven here in the studio on this edition. You're certainly welcome to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And there's our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. I want to say thank you to Barefoot Anarchist, who is a gold amplifier, which means that Barefoot Anarchist is contributing $10 a month to the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is that if you like the fact that we're on over 200 great radio stations over a week, you know, they're not all on right now, but over the whole week we have over 200 stations carrying some amount of Free Talk Live. If you want that to go higher, 250, 300, it's possible, but it does take marketing. It takes, you know, reaching out to stations and advertising within the industry. But we can do it with your help, and you'll get some cool perks and bonuses for being a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use Bitcoin, BTC. You can use PayPal. You can use credit cards because, well, people still want to do that stuff. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. So you're sharing with us a story, Derek J., from, I'm sorry, what was the source on this, do you recall?
This is Associated Press.
The AP. On a major hack. And apparently they figured out who the hacker ostensibly is, or that they claimed responsibility. Let's talk more about this.
Yeah, so what happened? Thompson, this is the full name was Paige A. Thompson, mm-hmm. age 33, who uses the online handle Erratic, allegedly obtained access to Capital One data stored on Amazon's cloud computing platform, Amazon Web Services, in March.
Which hosts a lot of major websites. I mean, Amazon is a huge hosting provider. People don't realize that. Like, people
most
think about
of the internet, probably.
If not a big chunk of it. But people, when they hear Amazon, they think buying things online. That's only one part of their business.
That's not their biggest business.
Yeah. I mean, they host government websites. Major.
Amazon Web Services is becoming their largest business.
Is that right?
It's growing rapidly, like super fast.
They have huge contracts
really
with agencies like the FBI, from what I understand. And so they're working with the government in a lot of ways.
The entire government uses them. I mean, they get thousands of dollars from me every month.
Oh, you're hosting with them? Or?
I use Amazon for a lot of services.
Yeah. Because they're affordable. I mean, they do it cheap, from what I understand.
Well, it seems like this happened in March, so Stephen might have been mistaken that it was for years.
Oh, okay.
Because it says that she allegedly obtained access to the Capital One data on the Amazon Web Services in March, and she downloaded the data and stored it. Is it data or data? Does it not matter?
I don't think it matters.
Well, I want to do it right. But anyway, she stored it on her own servers, according to the complaint. Thompson was a systems engineer at Amazon Web Services between 2015 and 2016.
So an insider.
Knows her way around it. Isn't it always?
Yeah,
it's
a lot
always
of times.
An insider somehow.
A lot of times.
About 3 years before the breach took place. The breach went unnoticed by Amazon and Capital One. So it was accessed. You would think there'd be some way to like trigger a thing where it's like, oh, hey, this data was accessed by someone from this IP address, you know, if this doesn't
sure, unless you know how to avoid the triggers, right?
If but it's so costly to create all of that stuff. Like,
well,
and
maybe
there's so many
Capital One
systems.
Can afford it.
Yeah, right? They're doing a lot of advertising, maybe not as much engineering.
Thompson used the anonymous web browser Tor and a virtual private network in extracting the data. Typical methods hackers use to try to mask infiltrations. But she later boasted about the hack on Twitter.
What was she thinking?
And a chat group on Slack posting screenshots as evidence of her exploit.
Jeez.
This is like the drug dealers who are always like posting their sales on Twitter. Do you see these
people? Is that a thing now?
I see people doing this, and then they get arrested.
It's bad. I mean, I can understand. Probably psychologically, you ask, what was she thinking? Putting myself in her shoes... You do a great hack, you get all this data, and you do it so well that nobody knows about it, and then some time passes, and you're like, man, still nobody knows. No one's even talking about it. It's like it never happened. Am I ever going to get credit for this cool thing I did?
I want to be the greatest hacker ever.
Hey, guys, did you know I did this? And then she just reveals it, so...
Or maybe she feels like if she reveals it publicly and comes out about it, then she'll be safe.
I don't know.
I'm not sure how that would increase your safety in any way.
I don't think so. It would make it worse, because then they have, like, hard evidence. She posted the screenshot. Anyway, it was only after Thompson began bragging about her feat in a private group chat with other hackers that someone reached out to Capital One to let them know on July 17th. Which goes to show that, like, not all these hackers are really bad guys. I mean, she's in a chat group with other anonymous hackers, and one of them is like, I think this is wrong, and, like, went to the authorities and was like, hey, this happened. I don't think it's good.
Wow.
Well, maybe he thought it was wrong. Maybe he thought, this girl one-upped me. Like, I'm going to take her down.
Yeah, take her out.
I'm the greatest hacker around.
Nah, he would want to team up with her if he was really evil. Once the informant told Capital One, the company closed the vulnerability. Oh, so the informant just told Capital One. It didn't go to the authorities. The company verified its information had been stolen by July 19th and started tracking Thompson and working with the FBI. The FBI raided Thompson's residence on Monday and seized digital devices. An initial search turned up files that referenced Capital One.
Or who knows what else she's done, too. Like, if she's got a little folder on her computer that has all the evidence. Because if she took pictures of the Capital One hack, she may have breached other places and taken pictures. You know, she's got her little photo book or whatever showing her exploits.
Right.
You know, she may end up catching some extra charges. Unless this was the first thing she ever hacked, and I highly doubt that, right? Like, you don't get into Capital One as your first try, do you?
Probably not. Yeah. The article suggests there were other entities that may have been targets of attempted or actual network intrusions.
Yeah.
So what did Thompson take? What actually came of this hack?
Who knows?
Well, the data. Well, they're going to tell us.
Well, that's going to tell you what they want you to know,
right?
Yeah. No credit cards.
Not any of the important stuff. Well, the data breach involves about 100 million people in the U.S. And 6 million in Canada. Prosecutors said a misconfigured Capital One firewall let Thompson access folders of data that Amazon Web Services was hosting for the bank. Thompson sent a command that returned a list of more than 700 folders and copied data from an unspecified number of them. Capital One sent the bulk of the hack data to, they said it consisted of information supplied by consumers and small businesses who applied for credit cards between 2005 and early 2019. It's a pretty wide net, 14 years in between there. The hacker also was able to gain access to fragments of transactional information from dates 2016, 2017, and 2018. So they could actually, she can see what you were doing. If you're one of these people who applied for a credit card with Capital One between 2005 and 2019, she's got your data.
I was one of those people, for sure.
And me too. And that's why we got emails about it, probably. Or you didn't get an email.
Maybe I did.
It.
I'm honestly a month behind in email, so maybe it's sitting in there.
Well, you've got a surprise waiting
for
you. Well,
the surprise was when I got a notice this weekend from Capital One's like fraud detection alert system saying, hey, did you make this $411 purchase in at the Holiday Inn in Atlanta, Georgia? And text back yes or text back no. And so I texted back no. And they're like, we'll lock your card. Give us a call and we'll check your transactions. Well, and then when I called them up and or I logged in and I looked at the transactions, there was another $411 charge that they hadn't sent me a message about. It just hadn't tripped their detector yet. But the previous charge from a place called Chico's, which I guess is a clothing supplier online, also for $411. And like the amount of cents was exactly the same, too. So it was very strange that they would be able to get the same exact charge amount at a Holiday Inn as they would at this Chico's place. That was weird. So anyway, of course they were very helpful. They go through this crap all the time, right? So they're like, all right, well, we'll challenge these transactions. We'll investigate this. We'll send you a new card, blah, blah, blah. At the time, I thought, oh, well, you know, I used my card a few times in Vegas, so maybe one of the hotel clerks somehow copied down the info and sold it online to somebody or whatever. But maybe it was part of this hack.
Maybe it was. They claim that no data, like none of the numbers,
the account numbers
were used. Yeah,
well, we don't really know. They didn't know.
Doesn't seem, I mean, wouldn't you think, as like a computer expert, Stephen, that they would keep that sort of thing separate from, or would they just keep it all in one bucket in folders or something?
It sounds like they had it in S3 in a lot of folders. It's easy to misconfigure the firewall for those things. If you miss one setting, then it's open.
We got more on the way here. If you want to jump in and share your thoughts, do you know if you were affected by this hack?
They talk about what to do next.
Okay. 855
Bitcoin.
453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us. Hour number two is next. This is Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet three times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.